This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Courtney Stewart is an investigative reporter over at The Hook online at readthehook.com, and she joins us on the phone. Courtney, thank you. I know you've already started your vacation, and I want to thank you for making some time for us this afternoon. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. You too, Coy. Thanks for having me.
Your reaction to news today that the Dave Chapman, Commonwealth's attorney in the city of Charlottesville, has dropped charges against Jerry Mitchell, the man in the wheelchair in the crosswalk who was hit by a county police officer a few weeks ago and then ticketed by a city police officer and basically told it was your fault you got hit.
I'm not entirely surprised. I think there have been some clues particularly in the last week or so, that sort of suggested that might be the direction the Commonwealth was heading in.
So charges were dropped, but no charges filed against the county police officer who actually hit the man.
No, and in fact, I do have a call in to Dave Chapman, the Commonwealth's attorney, asking whether that is still something that's on the table or whether that's something they're still considering. But there's been no word about whether that is going to happen simultaneously with the dropping of the charges against Jerry Mitchell.
Courtney Stewart with The Hook. Courtney, you had contributed to a story by editor Haas Spencer yesterday on The Hook blog. Just go to readthehook.com and click on Breaking News. A story about a memo that City Police Chief Tim Longo sent to members of City Council recently. Tell us when you first heard about this memo and then how you got a copy of it.
Well, I heard about the memo at the December 17th City Council meeting. I went because I understood that a number of citizens were going to make statements before in the public comment segment of the meeting. So I listened as people talked about their feelings about Jerry Mitchell being hit and then ticketed, and Jerry Mitchell actually spoke. And then a couple of the councilors responded, and David Brown, mayor, said that he felt like stories like this were difficult to portray fairly in the media because nobody had really gotten a chance to hear the police version of what happened, and that the police, because of their policies about ongoing investigations and not talking about them, are unable to defend themselves. So when he made that comment, that was what he said. And then Kevin Lynch spoke up and said, well, there was a 3-page memo, and I think, you know, I read that. I think that gave a pretty good sense of what the police side of it is, and I wasn't satisfied. But that was the first I had heard of this memo.
So City Councilor Kevin Lynch just happens to mention this past Monday night at the City Council meeting that there was this memo that Police Chief Longo sent to the council, and then submitted a FOIA request to see that memo.
Yeah, I submitted a FOIA request. I got that from the city. They provided it very quickly, and so then I had it, and it was indeed 3 pages detailing what Chief Longo understood of the incident from his officers.
And one of the most the thing that jumps out of me from the story on the Hook website about this memo is that Chief Longo told City Council that there were no witnesses to this accident.
Well, yeah, I don't think he said it in quite that language, but he said no witnesses approached Officer Grissom. Officer Grissom was the supervising officer at the scene of the accident from the city. So he said no one approached, and then the county police had provided the city police as of December 12th with the name of a possible witness that had provided some information to the press, and the press being me. So that was an interesting comment.
We're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook. Courtney, I find this so surprising that Chief Longo would actually tell the city council that there's no witnesses. We have no witnesses to this accident where this county police officer hit this man in a wheelchair in a crosswalk when he wrote the memo about a week after your cover story in The Hook where you interviewed witnesses to the accident.
Right. Yeah, it surprised me. I have to say, it surprised me. The witnesses I interviewed, two, one of them, a guy named Ben Gathright, both of them were named. One of them had remained at the scene, spoken to numerous officers. He had written down his information and had it taken by, I guess it turned out it was a county officer, but he didn't know, he didn't know which officers were from which department, so he thought he had provided information. He then stayed for probably 45 minutes on the scene and talked to a number of other officers. Nobody ever took a statement from him. A couple of days later, he called the department and spoke with the dispatch sergeant, and then somebody kind of got in on the line, he said, like a conference call, and identified himself as the officer who had been supervising the scene and claimed that he hadn't been there, or, you know, where were you? I didn't see you there, or something.
And Ben Gathright, this witness to the scene, it's my understanding that not only did he see it happen, but that he was one of the people that helped pick Jerry Mitchell up off the ground.
He's actually in the video that was taken from the cruiser, which I have not seen. But I spoke with the chief, who said that that video hasn't been released yet because it's part of the investigation. But he said that there, you know, that it's clear that two people lift him from the ground.
Courtney Stewart with The Hook is my guest. I don't know how to react to this. I shared this with a friend of mine earlier, and he said, "Oh yeah, this is what police do all the time. Haven't you ever seen, you know, what happens in some of these big cities?" And I just sort of feel like I have zero patience for this kind of thing happening in our community. And I don't want to read too much into it and make too much assumptions. But on the face of it, what I see here is some type of cover-up. I mean, that the police could actually tell city council, or that some officers could report to Chief Longo that there's no witnesses to this accident, is it criminal? I don't know. It's egregious. Yes, absolutely egregious. And I don't have any patience for this. And I don't think we as a community should have any patience for this. This is outrageous.
Yeah, I can definitely say I don't think you are alone in that feeling. I am trying to, you know, hear sides and consider what people are saying, and I'm having a very hard time understanding how that version seemed reasonable.
Yeah. Courtney Stewart from The Hook. It also says in the memo, interesting that Chief Longo, when he writes about Jerry Mitchell being hit by the county police officer, he actually uses these words that Mitchell, quote unquote, left the chair and fell to the pavement, end quote.
Yeah.
Talk about underselling or under describing what happened when somebody's hit by a car so severely that it knocks him to the ground. And it's my understanding that he actually has injuries from this. You write that he has renal failure, broken bones.
He's a man with a lot of health issues going into this, you know, long before this ever happened. But being hit in the back, he says, put his already strained and damaged kidneys at further strain and caused him to go into renal failure. And then he said he was cut and bruised and shaken, but then he also has a serious shoulder injury, a torn rotator cuff, and he's had some fractures that he thinks happened actually when he was lifted from the street back into his chair by the officer and the witness.
Interesting. Well, I tell you what, Dave Chapman dropping the charges against Jerry Mitchell, the victim in this case, for somehow being, you know, responsible for that car hitting him. Number one, that's smart. It's right. It's the stand-up thing, ethical thing to do, in my opinion. I'm still surprised that there's no charges against the police officer who hit the man in the wheelchair, who hit Jerry Mitchell. And I'm sure we haven't heard the last of this.
No, I don't think we've heard the last of it. I'm sure that the police department wishes that we had heard the last of it. I think dropping the charges is one step towards sort of reestablishing some confidence or some feelings that the right thing is being done. I haven't seen the video. I've been asking for a long, you know, several weeks for a copy of it. It's hard to really say definitively when you know there's a video. It's hard to make any statements about what you think exactly happened when you know there's actually the incident was recorded. So
yeah.
I'd really like to see that before I start, you know, before I make any definitive statements about exactly how anything went down.
Well, if the charges against Jerry Mitchell are dropped, there's not a court case in this thing. It's not a a pending case. So you
right.
should be able to FOIA that video, unless they say there's an internal investigation.
Right, and I don't know if there's an internal investigation in Charlottesville. I suspect there is, or there may well be one. I do think there's an internal investigation going on in Albemarle because Ben Gathright had been contacted by a detective, I think Detective Seitz is what I was told, and I called, and they said he wasn't there, but that he is in charge of internal investigations.
Well, Courtney Stewart, fantastic work. Again, you just do amazing work at The Hook, and want you to have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and let's talk about this again after the holidays if we can.
Let's do that, Coy. I hope you have a great holiday, too.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.